Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Couple of minutes after four. Glad you're with us. Perkins is in the air. He's live.
Well, as far as you know.
Hi. You fly away now, Agent Starling.
Please make this personal.
Fly, fly, fly. You fly away.
He's going to capture Europe. I feel it.
That take yesterday.
I feel it.
The Bulls need to let Zion Williamson know he's not getting number one if they win that lottery tonight. He can't have it. You can come. We'll draft you. But number one's going to the rafters someday.
If the Bulls win the draft lottery, of course they have to select Zion Williamson, as long as he changes his jersey number back to his high school number, which was 12. Because jersey number one is going to the Raptors. Rafters, not the Raptors.
Yeah, let's give it to the Raptors. That would be the best place for it. Let the Raptors retire it. Let the T-Wolves retire it. Let everybody he's played for retire it, except the Bulls.
Oh,
how you feel about that, Terry Bors?
I feel like I
Terry
I
wants
still,
to retire again after hearing that.
I do. You know, I wouldn't, if the Pelicans were playing in my living room, I'd leave the house. You know, I have no desire whatsoever, with or without Anthony Davis, to see them. I mean, that's just, if you drew out a scenario where this is like the worst thing that could happen to the NBA, that's right near the top.
Well, how many teams do you say you want to go out of your way to see in the NBA? Half a dozen?
Eight? Yeah.
Manny, look at this. Pelican play.
And the Pelican.
Come on, Pelican.
They can't fly.
But you still would include the Knicks and the Bulls in there. I mean, I just for heritage franchise, just that they have some history, some tradition to it. The Pelicans have nothing.
Well, who's watching the Bulls because of their history? Nobody watches it because
of their
history.
No, I'm not saying I'm watching. I'm just saying that there's something there. Yeah. At least you get.
As a franchise.
Yeah, okay. As a franchise, but there's nothing. Have you ever watched a Pelicans game?
No.
Will you?
No. Well, I shouldn't say that. I mean.
You want to see Zion Williamson play, don't you?
They play the Bulls every now and again. So when they play the Bulls, I would see them play the Bulls.
Well, Anthony Davis
is watching the Bulls.
He was so delighted by the fact they got him. He said he's still not interested in playing for him. Okay. All right. That does that then. Okay. Then there's that. You want to come back now that you got that you're going to have that guy? No. No, not really.
Some follow-up on things we were talking about the back end of the 3 o'clock hour. 847 texter says, regarding Rappaport's book, Ron Rappaport's book, the Ernie Banks book was excellent for all the Madden bashers. I came away from the book believing that Leo the Lip was a complete dipstick and an impediment to bigger and better things.
He was.
That's exactly
he was.
What
and
I
kept
got
holding on to the job.
Yeah, and Rappaport, we talked about that with Ron. Yeah. And he was a lousy guy, but he was a lousy manager. And
oh, he's an awful guy.
They that year, and we laughed about it at the time. It was a hot summer. There might have been something to it. And
there's a lot of Murph in that book.
Yeah. Well, it's about the 69 Cubs. A lot
I
of
know.
It is. Yeah.
I know.
But I was wanting a little bit more from the book. I think I was expecting him to throw some haymakers. I don't know if that was because of a conversation you and I had a few months before.
That's probably my fault. That's on me.
Yeah.
That's on me.
Because, I mean, at the latter end, Ernie, of his life, Ernie Banks was drinky.
Yeah,
and,
confused.
He wouldn't keep appointments, and Rapp did allude to that. The Cubs couldn't trust him
couldn't
to
him,
be an ambassador because he wouldn't keep appointments. And sometimes when he did.
Also not interested in playing with Zion Williamson. Also not. Connor Rooney, also not interested. No thank you on that, too. Yeah, he was. Yeah, there was a lot going on there. And I just think for a baseball fan, though. Hey, I'm a baseball fan. and I even managed to put up, although my, you know, I never had much use for the Bleacher Bums. And after reading that, now I know why I didn't. You know, there's a lot of stuff that went on that just was crap. Just
and be specific.
Well, a lot of stuff in the book about it. Just incidents and so forth involving them that just distasteful. I mean, I realized it was part of the charm that you had those guys. But to me, that none of that, a lot of that stuff was not very charming.
Hippie behavior.
Yeah, not very charming. Well, no, even beyond that, just stupid. But, you know, that's what it was. And perfect for, I mean, but there's, yeah. I even managed to like the book with all that stuff from Murph. I even despite all that stuff, despite all that, despite his great vision on life, it was well done. And yeah, if you were an old timer like me and you believed it all, and I didn't really believe in Leo DeRocher, you came away, you know, holding your nose. He was so awful. Mm-hmm. I mean, really, it's hard to put into words for a guy who had such a sparkling reputation as a manager and right. All this other stuff.
Most of that from his time with the Giants, though, was it not?
Yeah. But that's he was awful as a cup man. When you look at the body of his work and what he managed to not win with is really a crime. It's just awful. And yet, here he comes back again. Leo's coming back. Great. They'd probably hire him today. Yeah, Leo, he'll sit here, would you? I mean, there was a lot of guys who you didn't expect to get a shot, got a shot. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I didn't know that he'd get after Leo DeRocher because Leo DeRocher absolutely deserved it.
Yeah. Earlier today, a texter, we were going back to the Parkins thing about the number one jersey. I guess there was a caller this morning with Mully and Haw, and we don't get requests very often on the text line, but I'm glad this guy just shot us a text because we did have that in our notes to get to it. A very unhappy Bulls fan today joined Mully. And are there any other kinds of Bulls fans?
There are no other kind. Trust me. There are no other kind.
So this is from our morning show today with Mully and Haw.
Johnson Joliet. Hey, John.
Hey, John.
Good morning, guys. This is NBA Siberia for Chicago Bulls fans. And, you know, I understand how you guys are looking at it, but as the Joe Schmo that sits on his couch and watches this team get blasted year after year, and then listen to John Paxton talk about they got things lined up, they know what they're doing. They don't know. They haven't known what the hell they're doing since the first day they walked in that office. Just a frustrated Bulls fan. Just so sick and tired of this song and dance. All I'm looking for is a change. And the change has to start with that front office. And Danny Parkins, stop smoking the weed and whining number one jersey up in the rafters, you dope.
Okay.
Listen anyway at 8 o'clock.
I don't know what that's about, John.
Yeah, John.
Danny's not on today with us.
Jersey number one is going to the Raptors.
Stay off the weed.
Danny Parkins, stop smoking the weed and whining number one's jersey up in the Raptors, you dope.
What was that guy so mad about? We heard the beginning of the call. That was right after the Paxton interview? Is that right?
Yeah,
that
before.
This was 6 o'clock hour.
That's 6 o'clock this morning. And John didn't, as I was thinking, there was nothing John said. John was on at 8, Paxton. He says hello to you, by the way, via text message to me yesterday.
Yep.
Yeah. But
Paxton and I were always great. I mean, you couldn't meet a better guy.
Yeah. But there was nothing in the interview he did that would have aggravated anybody. And I don't know anything he said last night. And I saw all those principal sound bites on the news last night that should have had John and Joliet all that bunched up this morning.
John Paxton and Joliet or John and Joliet?
Well, you know what? Do something else.
What was the chance? A 12% chance you get number one? What are you so mad? I mean, 12%? You bet on that? What?
That's what I'm saying. It's just this anger that has been refreshed. It's like everybody's had their anger rebooted. Or not everybody, but a lot of people after last night because they didn't win the lottery? Really?
There's a million things to be mad about. There are a lot of things that you go, what are you,
what is wrong with you?
Yeah. Well, yeah, they are really 88 again, 88 to 1 against you. Why didn't you win?
If I felt something was said that deserved a right hook, I'd give it, even though I'm not emotionally invested in the team. And I said earlier I never have been. That's actually not completely true. There was a very short time in my teens when I called myself a Bulls fan, but it was a very short period of time. You guys got to remember, on the other side, you youngsters over there, this was a team that was born in 1966 and 67. So as a guy who's, 66
you gotta say it right.
And
yeah,
7.
Thank
yeah.
you.
So for me, coming born in 1961, John F. Kennedy was in the Oval Office.
And they should have beaten Golden State in 75.
Yes, they should. I was attracted to that team, and I was trying to learn basketball, so I managed my 8th grade basketball team. That's right, Shep. I sorted socks and jocks just to learn the language.
You want some X's and O's for him, putting it down on vinyl?
I needed to learn the language. So I got to use the gym, and I watched that Bulls team all the time. Norm Van Leer, those guys, that was a fun team. But I'm not a Bulls fan. If I were, I understand why you'd be upset, but I don't know why you would choose this morning
choose
to
this
unload.
Morning.
Goodness.
Yeah. There's something, a little something to call the season. Save it for that. I'm sure there'll be plenty of righteous indignation, but not over the draft lottery.
I'll defend the caller here, because for days and weeks and months on end, what did we make yesterday to be? The most important day of the year. And I get it. There's nothing John Paxson could have done different going into yesterday of, I should have brought the lucky rabbit foot or whatnot.
Yeah.
But when you sell it as consistently, this is the most important day, most important day, most important day.
Right.
And you leave disappointed, I'm not surprised whatsoever. That's the reaction.
It was your chance to open the Wonka bar hoping for a golden ticket, and you didn't get it. So
you got it once.
You go home. You don't call a radio show the next day and have a heart attack. Yeah.
Disappointment is a natural reaction.
No, you do that so we can replay it and make a segment out of it. Come on.
Sean.
I think that if you put if you could find 15 Bulls fans and put them in a room, probably 14 of them felt the same way about last night. Would. I think they would. I think that You hold out because they did the Derrick Rose magic act a number of years, 2012.
Right.
I think that once you see it, you go, why can't it happen again? Well, and of all the ungodly things, the Pelicans, jeez. And I mean, they're mad in New York. Very angry in New York.
Right.
And I mean, it's better for the NBA if New York and Chicago are in the league. I mean, and they haven't been for a while.
The league's doing okay without either of them, isn't it?
Yeah, the ratings are really, really good, and it's funny because they're getting more and more irritating. The league. Yeah, I think that you never worry about who you're playing. You worry about where you're going to be. Where's this guy going to be next year? He's not playing there anymore. I mean, you spend the entire year playing the guessing game. Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant.
Yeah.
I mean, it never stops.
It's a league where the off season is more exciting than the actual season.
And yet, you're right. The TV numbers have been really strong for them. It's a great TV sport. Can't beat it. I mean, it's terrific TV sport. But it just makes me crazy. You try to follow all that stuff and figure, well, where's he? He doesn't like it there. Well, who doesn't like it there? Why? He didn't like it there either. But he can't do anything about it. But he can. So he's going to the Knicks, and he's going to stop a second. Wait, and now he's going to go. He's going to join LeBron. In L.A., Kyrie Irving, the two couldn't get along at all. Couldn't get along at all because Kyrie Irving couldn't figure out LeBron's leadership. Now, when he's asked to lead a team, he can't lead a team at all.
Mm-hmm.
So now he has this feeling for LeBron. Oh, I get it now. So people are, maybe he's going to go be for the love of God. Can you at least play the games and get the season over with before you do it? No.
I want to read some text here. Every single show on your station ripped Michael Reinsdorf all day long Monday, so that's why John and Joliet is so upset. We didn't get the pick, and now we're back to hating Garpax. Okay, that explains everything.
Back to it.
This 312 texter. Guys like that calling in to complain are the reason you guys are on the air. I wouldn't complain about it if I were you. There's nothing more frustrating than people telling you if you don't like the team, then don't root for them. That's horse crap. Well, you have the choice. If a restaurant is serving you bad food, you can continue to go and pull up a chair and eat bad food. But don't tell me how bad it was on your way out the door. there are good things going on too, and that's what I've been very excited about going to work every day lately.
If you've got anger for the Bulls,
good things going on.
Why are you misplacing the anger over this? There's plenty of anger. I mean, if you want to get the Bulls and put them on the skewer and say, okay, let me give me 5 minutes here. Okay, it's February. But not over this. I mean, this didn't change anything. You were hoping it would, but it didn't change anything. And the problems are still there. You could have made that call any time. You didn't need last night to make that call. I don't need to be pushed into this.
And tell Perkins to put the weed down. Maybe Perkins should share some of that weed. I don't think he'd ever condescend to go to Joliet, though.
Danny Perkins, stop smoking the weed and whining. Number one jersey up in the rafters, you dope.
He doesn't get south of Comiskey Park.
You think Perkins has ever been south of 80 in a car?
Not driven in a car, no.
Ever driven south of 80?
No, he never drove from Kansas City to Chicago. He always flew. That's why he's got the Southwest card he told us about yesterday.
Well, you go to base training camp, don't you?
No, we didn't go that
day. You know?
No, we didn't
go. God.
No,
there's a staple.
Their practice schedule didn't make any sense for us to be there.
Sometimes it doesn't. We had fun there, though.
Well, he didn't want to go anyway. He was put off by the fact they had a training camp. And I can relate to that emotion. I feel similarly in spring training. But I'm glad to be out there. It's desert air. There's springs around the corner. But really, there's not much to analyze. There's a bunch of guys running around sweating and stretching.
You got a kicker competition this year, though.
Yeah, we got kicker competition.
Your eyes on that all offseason.
So, that is exactly what about the fact that you don't even know who the hell's playing. Go to a spring training game. It's $80 a ticket to watch. You may get two starters.
Is it $80?
It's $80 for the Blue Jays. It's $80 for the Phillies. No, it's $80 a ticket.
What?
Yes, spring training.
Did you check a second option where to get your ticket? Or did you just go up to the first guy? He said $80 and you handed it to him?
No. You can do them online. You can get them, but that's what they are.
That's got to be secondary market. They're not selling spring training seats.
They
at $80?
Yeah. They spent a lot of teams have spent a lot of money renovating all these stadiums because it's become a cottage industry, the minor league. Because, first of all, you have 8 million snowbirds down there.
Right.
And they can't wait to get in. I got caught in a traffic jam outside of Sarasota on 75 going further down south for an Orioles game. Who the hell wants to go see the Orioles do anything except leave, go away, stop playing? But a traffic jam for them. The town was swarming with people to see the Orioles. But that's what they charge. It's like $80.
That's nuts.
It's not like the great seat in the world. You're not like behind home plate or something. That's what it is. Mm-hmm. That's what it is. I mean, it's changed so much. But you get two starters, in the second inning, you can't find them.
Yeah. A guy is calling me on my comparison for bad sports to bad restaurants. He says, well, whoever had an emotional attachment to a restaurant? Are you kidding me? How many of you haven't had an emotional attachment to a restaurant?
Went to Kokomo's, a great little steakhouse.
Just don't get the crab legs.
Went to Kokomo's with the Beach Boys.
Unless your buddy Larry is standing by with his 48 waist pants.
we had, as a show, the old Heavy Fuel days, we had an affinity for many restaurants. However, we closed them all. we had an affinity for them.
No, when the Chicago Chop House on Ontario was sold, when Johnny Pontarelli and his group sold, I was devastated by the changeover. I hung out there a lot in the 90s and early aughts. And that's where Matty Abaticola and I had our first date, per your recommendation. And he left his ascot in my back seat.
That wasn't his ascot.
Oh, did that piss off some showmates? One in particular. Might have around here, too, I'm told. Matt Spiegel is going to be in tomorrow with us. Spiegel is going to pop by for an hour tomorrow. And Friday, 4 o'clock, Danny Plesac is going to check in. And we'll go into the weekend with some baseball from Danny Plesac. Keep the text
coming. Baseball with Danny Plesac.
Yeah,
you kidding me?
He's got, and there's one less Dan in the room, too, so we won't get 1,500 Dans. Dan, Danny, Dan, Dan, Dan. It's like, get any old chicken. We'll have a Dan off. Keep the text coming. 670-11. McNeil and Boers on the score.
We've had so many of these freak injuries, but I do think that most of them have been simply things we have no control over. And, you know, hopefully in that respect, I'd rather have a little luck that way going forward, because I would like to see our group together, especially as they get older and mature. I think that's where we need to see them play together, because I think that will determine how good we can be.
As soon as I heard John Paxson say that earlier today right here on The Score with Mully and Haw, I knew there would be Bulls fans whose eyebrows would be raised, thinking, oh, you're making excuses. What he's saying is factually accurate. Those are things that did happen to their basketball team this year. And those injuries weren't the type of injuries that are preventable.
No.
Broken bone. I mean, you got to fall on the floor. What are you going to do?
Fall on the floor.
You got to fall down. You fall down and go boom. Bone break.
Yeah, I mean, generally, with somebody that is a complete idiot in the NBA and most, you should be able at some point to start to turn the corner. Now, I see Haw says that the Bulls' corner should start to be turned this coming up season. This season coming, he says they should be turning that corner. What do you think of that? You think that's possible?
No. I mean, is it possible? Yes.
No.
As they are constituted today.
Yeah. Well, they do have a draft pick,
and they get and they've done.
Henry's number seven.
They've done okay at the number seven.
No.
Just look at Kirk Heinrich, says Paxson.
Is the question,
in year 16?
Is it simply, will they be as bad as this past year? Is that the question? Because I have trouble believing
playoff good.
Is it 500 team this year?
Is it possible they get an 8 seed? With good health, yes. Yes.
What do you think? No? You're rolling your head. Not even your eyes. Your head is rolling.
Big jump in. I get it. They were beat up, but that's a big jump in wins when you're not adding anything this offseason.
When you get Otto for the full 82.
That's right.
When they went 22, right? They went 22?
22.
22. So you need to get to
19 more.
41. Yeah, 41, 42.
41, 42. Yeah, that's.
Is it 9 at home?
It was a memorable 9, though.
This segment is brought to you by Rental Max, Chicagoland's equipment rental, contractors, and industrial businesses. Will you need to rent reliable equipment tomorrow? Visit or call one of their 8 Chicago area locations, staffed with experienced rental equipment experts. Rental Max will deliver to your site on time, on budget. Visit rentalmax.com. And the bottom of the hour is brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. The Chicago Wolves have advanced to the Western Conference Finals versus San Diego. Games 1 and 2 will be played Friday and Saturday night at Allstate Arena. Tickets are just $15. Visit chicagowolves.com for playoff and ticket information. I mentioned Spiegel's going to be in here tomorrow for about an hour or so. He comes in at the end of the week each and every week to visit with both of his ex-radio wives. And we'll have him. He wants to know if you have any desire to resurrect sports, not sports Jeopardy, but rock and roll Jeopardy. And because he'd offer you another opportunity to regain the crown, because he thumped your ass when
he
threw your headphones down in disgust and wouldn't shake his hand. Do you remember that?
I do. He's an entertainer. I'm not an entertainer. I'm just a guy.
What?
I'm not fronting a band. I might be behind the band, but I'm not fronting the band.
You wouldn't shake his hand. You were so pissed. You were so convinced you were going to beat him.
I take the rock and roll stuff personally, yes.
Walks away in disgust. In segment. Microphone left on, headphones slung to the ground. Where's Terry going?
Penis. That's what I was.
Terry's going back down to the cafeteria to make another pot of coffee.
Yes, that definitely falls in the category of penile material.
Yeah, let's try Buzz on the northwest
side. Whatever that is.
What's to it, Buzz? Hello.
Since all the meatballs were calling in to cry about the Bulls, I thought I'd just call to say how much I enjoyed listening today. You guys, Uncle Terry, back in the booth. McNeil, you're in top form. I've really enjoyed listening, and I'm really looking forward to tomorrow with Speeds and Plesak and more Terry and Dan talking baseball.
Well, thanks, Buzz. Feels like 1995 called and wanted your afternoon back.
Yeah, I don't think anybody in 1995 liked me, so it's okay. I could live with that. 1995 was what you call, for me, a rough season.
Yeah?
All the OJ stuff, yeah.
Oh, because of the OJ stuff.
Yeah, it was a rough time.
Yeah.
That was a rough time.
Hey, I ran into OJ Simpson the other night. How about that?
Buzz, thank you for checking.
Thank you, Buzz. You run into him, all right.
It was a rough time. I didn't know that would be top of mind for you, 95.
Well, yeah, it was. Yeah, I mean, I fought with people every day. I get tired of fighting with. I mean, at some point, you see, I've calmed down now remarkably, haven't I, in my old age? I've calmed down my dotage. I've calmed down now. But, yeah, I remember fighting every day.
I don't remember it reaching the levels of intensity that you've described.
Yeah, since. I did. It did quite often. At least it did to me. Yeah,
maybe I was just playing traffic cop and punching in callers to fight with.
I was taking it too personally, perhaps, but I think there's a certain level of knowing what you know and not knowing what you're talking about that really was more in play than that I dreamed imaginable. Because, look, I know he was a hero. I know he was an American hero. He's an American folklore, this guy. But that doesn't stop the fact and the facts of it from being true. It does. I mean, and we haven't seen anything quite like it since. There have been a lot of things that have gone on that approach it. But in terms of that, I mean, there can only be like that one time where this all came together, whether it's, you know, I mean, there certainly were a lot of murders, a lot of things going on and during my entire life. But that was like the crescendo of all of it hitting at once, just with us and me in particular.
Yeah.
That, you know, yeah, it was rough.
This
was
doesn't rough for me. It doesn't make me feel good about me, but this is my honest this is what I remember as much as anything about the trial. Is it's very selfish. A lot of us were hopeful that we were in the process of getting this very radio frequency 670 and getting off of a very, very lousy signal. And
why? Because couldn't hear it from across the street.
That's what? The problem. They love us in Lansing, Michigan. It's just they can't hear us in Woodridge.
Can't hear in
English. Yeah, western suburbs.
Okay. Yeah,
but
I know.
The trial saved what was then WMAQ AM 670 because they did so well with the ratings. Rather than because they owned both MAQ and BBM, as Entercom does now, and they were going to say, okay, why have the McDonald's? Everybody talks in metaphors in broadcast, right?
Yeah,
if you're a broadcast exec, you got to make analogies. Well, why should we own the Burger King and the McDonald's across the street? Well, because one of them was serving up the trial every day and getting huge box office while the others were covering other events in the world. So it postponed our trip to 670. Now, that's a horrible thing to remember, but I remember how it affected me selfishly was that we were so very eager to jump on this frequency, and we didn't wind up doing it until I was working with Jiggets. 99 or...
No, we went through another bad frequency. We wound up on another awful frequency. They couldn't return Lamont. I mean, it's not like, oh, man. Yeah, you guys are so good, you're going to get a bet. No, you're not. Screw you. You're going to get nothing and like it. But I think there's a... there's certain times, there's certain moments, there's certain things that happen, and some things get named, and you go, "What are you talking about? What are you saying?" But I think when trial of the century, I'm not one for this grandiose look at things and say, but I kind of think it was. I mean, I realize there are other trials, there were other matters. I think it was a pretty busy century, but I really think that was the trial of the century.
It divided a nation.
It divided a nation.
And it made CNN what it became.
Yeah.
It launched the cable. It gave it validity it previously didn't enjoy. I mean,
Correct. Everybody
was aware of it, but it was can't take your eyes off of CNN for,
especially
that Friday night and in the months that followed.
Well, right in the middle of the NBA Finals game. You're ruining my NBA basketball. What are you doing? But no, I think there's certain things are exaggerated, and as time goes on, they become greater in your mind and more important,
and all
of this other stuff. I don't think you can overemphasize what this meant to so many, and not just in this, but you know, mostly in this business, but the people around, and it showed that what it told me is that. Growing up in the civil rights era, as I did in the 60s, when we were all kind of running around and seeing what was right and what was wrong, and should I fight, should I not fight, do I like black people, do they not like me, I mean all of this stuff that you're going through, you're trying to learn how to get through life, right? And you think in your heart you've made progress, that somehow we've all made progress as a people, right? Not one damn bit. Nothing. I mean, it it proved what most people probably would have told me, and I would probably disagree with them. I said, look, I lived through it. I know what you're talking about. I know how difficult it was. I know how difficult it was for equality and the fights that went on and everything that went on, the riots and everything else that we went through as a people. And I'm glad that I went to high school where I did, because I wouldn't trade that for anything. I wouldn't trade the fact that I learned so much about people. Just people in general.
Going to an integrated high school.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Oh, my God. I mean, you learn so much. And I mean, I took that with me over the years because people now can't quite figure me out because they think, wait a minute, you're a child of the 60s. You don't think that. Yeah, we do. We actually do. We weren't as stupid as you think we were. But what that did to me was just prove we were all wrong. You're making grandiose conclusions about, well, yeah, this is all taken care of. This means something. No, it doesn't. You saw the gap. You saw it was growing. You saw everything that went on there was based on race and culture and everything else about this privilege and everything else, kind of this bag of stuff that we'd never quite confronted. I mean, I looked at a lot of things in the 60s and thought about them, and that's probably why I wasn't a very good student. I was too busy thinking. But just not about school.
About everything but school.
Everything but school, yeah. And I think that the lessons you can learn without being a very good student are priceless. I mean, you know, I look back and say, I wish I'd have been a better student. Well, I do, but not really. I mean, I think that you can walk away with plenty of practical knowledge, life's knowledge, without ever getting an A in anything. And that's pretty much me. I mean, you know, I can walk away forming the kind of person I think I am from those years. And I think I still am at heart. What I learned, what I saw, what I know, what I felt. And then along comes this trial, and everything I thought I knew, I didn't know anything. We as a country didn't know anything. We still didn't get it. And I mean, to this very day, as we sit here, we still don't get it.
Yeah, I want to follow up that thought. I didn't think we'd go in this direction, but there's something I want to share regarding the topic. This hour is being sponsored by Mancari Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram on 95th Street in Oaklawn. Keep your text messages coming, 67011, to get to us via text. And our text line is brought to you by MegaPros. Repair, remodel, renovate, megapros.com. It's McNeil and Boers. We got Cubs and Reds. Pregame with Zach coming up top of the hour.
Ooh.
Yeah, he knows who's here. Tanny knows you're a doors man.
Oh, yeah.
He also knows you'll touch him.
Who, the doors or Tanny? There's a couple doors left I haven't opened. There's a couple left.
I think there's only a couple of doors left,
that's
too,
all, there's
right?
Only two doors left, yeah.
Robbie Krieger's still with us. John Densmore still with us, too.
Yep, that's
I think. Got a pair of tickets right now for you for the Wolves' first game in their Western Conference Finals against San Diego this coming weekend, Friday night. Be the 10th caller at 312-591-6700. Caller 10 gets the goods, 591-6700. With a 312 hook, you get a deuce to see the Wolves game one this coming Friday night. For more information, visit ChicagoWolves.com. When I watched the last time I watched Mississippi Burning with Gene Hackman, Willem Dafoe, Francis McDormand, and a lot of other That Guy actors who were terrific. I love that film. And it occurs to me during that film about racial tension in the early 1960s that this was something that was happening in my lifetime. This was something that was happening not too far from where some family members grew up in the South. And it was a common way of thinking, and it's a way of thinking that I grew up hearing about, not so much in my home, but definitely not too far removed from Arkansas white trash, I can promise everybody. And I like to think from time to time that progress has been made, and then I
watch. At least going in the right direction. Something tell me for sure that's positive. And
I watch, did you see the film, the Oscar-nominated film, Black Klansman?
I did not.
It is Danny Parkins, and this surprised me because he thought it was too heavy-handed at the end, that Spike Lee came too hard off the ropes at the end of the film. in which in the film a guy goes undercover, mm-hmm. and actually a black guy is actually working with David Duke and other white supremacists, right. as a security officer. He didn't know he was undercover, mm-hmm. and a white guy feigning to be a black guy as cops as they try to investigate the KKK.
Right.
And at the end of the film, where you feel there's victory, at the end of the story, they show you about 7 minutes of actual footage of recent riots in Charlottesville. And it was, to me, in bold type that little progress has been made when you see this. And this is just, a year ago.
Yeah, I mean, there's certain measuring sticks that come along where you can say, okay, I think this is better, or I don't know why I want it to be, but it's just not. And I finally got through my thick skull that, no, it's not. And I, Charlottesville, now it just serves as a reminder where we're really at, what we really think, what so many people. And look, I spend 4 months in the South every year now.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, good Lord. Oh, good Lord. Oh, my goodness me.
South's going to do it again, isn't it?
Oh, boy.
One of my favorite calls we ever had. We couldn't give away a pair of tickets to see Charlie Daniels if our lives depended on it. I couldn't get anybody to call.
We even called his wife.
Last hour of the show, Tanny, you got a deuce for Charlie Daniels tickets. Nobody's calling for him. This is about
it's true.
5 minutes to
you
six.
You got tickets laying around? Let me know.
Brother calls up. A brother calls in, and he wants to talk about the Bulls. And he says, Mac, if you ever interview Charlie Daniels again, ask him exactly what is the South gonna do again. I love that.
Yeah, it's a tough go. I'll tell you that. And it's just when you think something's better or something's not, no, you're wrong. You're wrong.
Yeah.
It's really a sad commentary when you think of where we are in our history. It really is a sad commentary.
I would like to impart some good news.
Yes, impart some good news.
And I also want to know that let everybody know this hour has been sponsored by the Chicago Wolves. The Chicago Wolves have advanced to the Western Conference Finals against San Diego. Game 1 and 2 will be played this Friday and Saturday night at Allstate Arena. Tickets are $15. Visit ChicagoWolves.com for playoff and ticket information. I falsely reported yesterday, and I was thinking aloud, and I shouldn't do that. You should check before you just say the... First, I had thought that Mr. Beef on Orleans had gone out of business. I don't know what in the world, where I picked up on that, but boy, was I wrong. Not only there are they still in business on Orleans, they are flourishing, and their manager was none too happy with me yesterday.
500. Received today at 5:23 p.m.
Shane Reardon, sorry to bother you, buddy. This is Mr. Beef on Orleans. You were the only number I could get where somebody answered or I got some sort of voicemail. Apparently on the show, McNeil and Perkins or Peckins or something. I'm not a sports guy. I don't know. But I just had six customers call in. Apparently they were talking about my restaurant, and they were saying we were closed and closed down. And that's incorrect. We're open. So I've got like tons of people, or at least six people have called me right now. One guy popped his head in and said said we were closed.
It's
so somebody can call me back at 312, or if you can get that to them, or somebody at the studio, so they can correct that situation, because we are not closed. We never were ever closed in the last 40-some years. So thank you. Thank you.
Wow.
Consider the situation corrected.
Yeah, we corrected it. Is it safe to say the butcher shop's gone?
Yes, they are gone.
Okay.
Al Watkins still running a butcher shop somewhere in the South, but mm-hmm. I think in Houston. I'm not positive, but
how about Dakotas?
Yeah. I have no idea if Dakota's is still
so.
Operational,
okay.
But yeah.
What other restaurants did we put out of business that maybe we didn't?
Yeah, I'm sorry, and I'm glad that, you know, it was no surprise that a bunch of Mr. Beef customers would be scoreless. I had six guys come in right away. Hey, they're saying you's closed. 47 years.
Well, that's
years.
What you get.
That'll do it.
You got to give that information to these guys so they can rectify this situation here.
Yeah, that's what you get.
I know.
You get.
It's my fault. I'd like tomorrow, by the way, Mr. Beef on Orleans. I'd like my beef dry and with the jardinera on the side, please. I'll take care of the portions of it. And Tanny, you want a wet
like
one?
Pants
oh,
dry.
Of course, dripping wet.
Tanny wants a wet beef.
With the hot peppers, hot and sweet, if that's all right.
Shep, how do you like your beef?
Wet as can be, sweet okay. peppers only. Just keep the hot.
All right, Terry.
And you are talking about beef?
Oh, that's what we're talking about.
Make your beef order.
I'm not sure the role.
He'll have a beef sandwich.
Terry, do you know what a beef sandwich is?
And water down yes. the infield with some fries and rings, too.
Yes, I do.
Chop, chop.
Yes, I do. Thank God they didn't deal with us. They would not be open.
Danny Staten won the Wolves tickets. He camps out in Mantino. Way to go, Danny. We had Joe Cowley was a guest today. He covers basketball and many other things from time to time for the Sun-Times. He brings the hammer.
He does bring the hammer.
Nick Shepkowski is our executive producer. Chris Tannehill is the surgeon of sound. This 3-hour thing is kind of right.
Kind of grows on you, doesn't it?
Yeah, 3 hours is good. 3 hours really good. 5 hours, stupid from day one. Stupid, stupid, stupid.
You know what? I did a lot of years of stupid then.
Yeah, I know. I know.
I'm not even including the years of stupid before I got in radio. But think of the years of stupid I've done since then. I am just, you know, I guess the only conclusion we can really put on today is I really am stupid.
Come give me some more stupid tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll come back and give you some more stupid.
He's Terry Borges. We'll be back tomorrow for more stupid, and I'll do the same. Cubs and Reds.
See who you can close
Cincinnati
tomorrow.
Zach Zaman as your pregame.
Every day, Danny will close a restaurant that isn't closed. No extra charge.
Safe to sign it off now?
Completely done.
All right. He's Terry Borges. I'm Dan McNeil. Cubs and Reds pregame next on The Score.
Thank you very much, and God bless America.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.